Thank you, Ty. That was really incredible. So just let me let you catch your breath, and I'll back announce your songs, okay?
Cool.
So we heard Oh Mary.
Yes.
Die Tonight.
For a moment.
For a fragment. Sid Barrett.
For a moment
for
as
a
well.
Peace. I Can't Feel It.
Yes.
T-Rex the Slider.
Yes.
Fry. And Goodbye Bread. Wow, these are great. These are a lot of these songs are from your new album, right?
Yes.
Except for Omer, like Goodbye Bread, and Fry. So you have a new album coming out in June 21st, right? On Drag City.
Yes.
Wow, that's really exciting.
That's awesome.
Now tell me all about the band that played on your new album.
yeah, I played everything on the album actually. It was an experiment to see. Well, actually, it was kind of accidental because it just happened. I wanted to get everybody in there, but then I was like, well, now I'm just doing it, so I might as well try to finish it by myself. You know?
Let me get this right. So you were like writing the songs.
While recording
for the songs.
Them. Yeah.
So you're like, oh, I'll write the drum part. I'll write the bass part. I'll write all these different. So, and as you're writing them, you're like, wow, I can just actually play these and commit them. To recording.
Pretty
wow.
much.
Wow. Very convenient. Sounds like a giant pain, though, on your part. You know, you're just, like, doing everything. Like, you can't, you know. But, on the other hand, DIY, man.
Yeah, man.
No, actually, that's a testament to, because you do write all the music for your songs, and you write your songs completely, right? So it is a testament to your talent.
Well,
you know, that's, like, I say that I was being facetious before, like saying it's less of a pain, but I mean,
it's fun, you know. It's
can do
it's
that,
like
really.
It's fun. It's a undertaking, and it's fun to work like that to get really weird, you know.
I can see somebody playing the guitar, like singing, like composing the song and composing it on guitar, but then also, but to do the drum part and then the bass, like what and the whistle part. You know what I mean? Like, it seems hard.
Yeah, but it's fun. You know, like, it's really fun for me to be like. I mean, I guess the idea was to be like completely self-contained in like, the idea of it this time, which is not, you know, everything at all. Just for this record, it was kind of like a fully focused kind of like thought. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I thought maybe it would be cool to just like get there 100%. Once I started. Doing it like that to kind of like work out exactly what's going on in your brain like that way, you know.
But when you're on tour, you got to teach it to all these people. Yeah. All these people, you like that?
Like, no, they're the best.
Man.
They
your
pick
band
up
is awesome.
They pick up everything super fast, man. They're the best.
They are great. I mean, your live performances are unbelievable. They're like the most high intensity, high energy, completely inspired things like
wow,
out
thanks,
there.
Man.
So good. It's so good. Oh, and what's the name of your new album out on Drag City is?
Goodbye Bread.
Goodbye Bread.
Yes.
Ah, the title track.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that song about?
Goodbye Bread. You know.
I'm going to guess, but you let me hear yours.
Okay, it's you know, it is about the literal, like a pretty literal thing. Like, bread is in money. Bread is in like a lifestyle. Bread is in like even like this idea of what like life is supposed to be, and maybe
wow.
It's kind of like a realization of like you know, I'm just, it's a silly growing up kind of a thing where it's like, well, life isn't what you're told or whatever like that, so and
wow.
Kind of, you know, you die and that's it, and that's kind of like, at least that's my, I don't want to get all,
I know,
because
it's like
guys.
It's like a, I know, it's like a philosophical, like spiritual almost look at life rather than a materialistic look of life. Is that what you're trying to kind of say?
Yeah, or you know, just kind of like bread, the idea of bread, whatever that is. It's like the idea of you can't take it with you. You know, like you just have to live your life. Like there's a line in there like who sings a song when we're gone? Just sing along, or like who plays the game we all play? Let's just do this kind of, I mean, it's like that kind of an idea, you know what I mean? Like I mean, I know there's hang-ups. Everybody has, like, life. Man, life happens, you know, but it's just trying to live is all, you know, that kind of a thing.
Ty, I actually thought Goodbye Bread was you're saying goodbye to the band Bread.
Oh, bye Bread? Wait, what's that song? Oh wait, I don't know.
Baby, I'ma want you.
Baby, I'ma want you.
Oh yeah.
I just thought you were like, goodbye, Bread. I'll top your songs.
Oh man, no one can top Bread, man.
I'm only kidding. Yeah, I'm trying to fix this thing here. No, that's the you know, so much more profound. You're so much smarter than me.
What are you talking about?
And then, all right, well, what about the song Fry, then?
Straight up drug song about acid. That I've never taken,
melted.
Actually.
Melted. It's just like...
Mom?
Of course not.
No.
No, but you know what?
It's, you know, it's like, it's about falling in love on drugs and a girl frying like the sun in front of you, basically. Like... becoming the sun. That's
Dude,
what that song's about.
I now know why you did that Syd Barrett cover. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, one more. I can't. No, you know, I'm just. I don't know what I've done. I can't feel it.
I can't feel it. That's about California numbness, apathy, and accepting. The television lifestyle, staying at home, and forming a routine.
Wow, that's pretty. See, I always thought the California lifestyle was like just running around the beach. That's what you guys do all day.
That's what everybody thinks, man.
In California, right? You're just surfers.
You could be really sad on the beach too. You could cry on the beach. That happens. Do you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
It's weird out there, man.
But it's a rejection. You also mentioned TV, so it's a kind of a rejection of just like sitting in front of your screen there. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, definitely, it's just about like my experience of California and being, I guess, living young, being young in California, and that's just one thing, is this like numbness, and I know that happens everywhere else, but that's my perspective, I guess.
Yeah, I definitely think that California people are happier because there's more sunlight and they don't have seasonal affective disorder. So that means they're less depressed and less angry, which I think New Yorkers are. And so, so you know, you're feeling less perhaps, but maybe you're not as mad and irritated. I can see it. Believe me, I can see it because I would be in a better mood and I'd be number.
Yeah, see, it's
out.
Numb. It's a numbness. You know, like I appreciate people getting mad. Because they're feeling something and they're doing it. It's a physical reaction. Physical reactions can be maybe the most real thing.
Wow. See, that's I got Ty Siegel in the studio here, and we're on the philosophy roundtable here. So my show, everyone tunes into for the exactly. He's got a new book out, Ty Siegel, called Goodbye Bread, out on Drag City. And we just heard some songs. So thank you. That is like, these were fantastic songs. Thank you.
Thanks.
And also, yeah, I noticed that you did, just before, you did like a part of the Syd Barrett. I wanted to ask you about the Syd Barrett and the...
I screwed it up. I'm bummed.
I know. And the T-Rex. Like, you obviously have, you know, 60s, 70s influences.
Totally.
Is there any you want to expand on that? I shouldn't really reveal, but you did like a Kinks little reference in practice in
yeah,
when we were doing sound checking before.
Oh yeah, I mean all that stuff is the classic, the classics.
It's the songwriting, really great songwriting.
It's the songs. It's they, you know, like Ray Davies. He like wrote the best songs, you know. Arthur Lee, they wrote the best songs, you know. Like,
yeah, yeah, I know.
You know, Syd Barrett wrote the best songs, you know. Like Neil Young wrote the best songs. All this stuff is just classics.
So I mean, so that's where you got like when you started to get into music. What was your first thing that said I really want to get into music? Was it
Surfing
the 60s?
Bird.
Wow. See.
At my grandma's house.
You're all surfers, Californians. No, I'm just kidding.
But I heard it in Colorado for the first time.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
I think I was like 7. I was like, oh my God, what is this? This is so cool.
That is the greatest song to hear when you're 7.
Oh, yeah.
I really think so. It's so great. That and Wipeout, I think, are two like insane songs. Also Monster Mash. But all right.
Monster Mash is awesome. So good.
But all right, well, thank you so much, Ty, for coming down. I really appreciate it. So everybody, you got even new album coming out, Ty Segall's new album, Goodbye Bread, out on Drag City June 21st.
Yes.
And you gave us a sneak peek here, WFMU exclusive. We really appreciate it.
For
and thank you so much for coming down again to my show.
Of course.
You know I heart you so much, Ty.
I love you, Terry.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw. So nice to say. All right, and that's not just because I'm telling everybody to go to www.myspace.com/Ty Segall.
Actually, there's no more MySpace in about 3 days for us.
Oh, okay.
Getting off of that thing fast.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing.
Before it goes up in flames.
Do you remember?
I think it's already on fire.
Dragcity.com, and they'll have all your.
Go to dragcity.com.
Do you mind if I tell everybody your little thing that you have in common with Robert Pollard, or no? Everybody wonder what you have in common with Robert Pollard. Outside of the talent, you're both really great talented songwriters. You both don't use email.
No email. The internet is evil.
It's the number of the beast, right? You actually think...
I really do think that the internet is evil. And it supplies addictions and pain.
There's a lot of bad things with the intranets. I got
a lot of great things, but I don't need to be on email, telephone, direct conversations. Remember those? Wild.
They are much quicker, I will say. You just call the person and you instantly talk to them. Wow.
And you get to say, "What a novel idea. How are you? Are you doing good? Great, cool." No, you're not. Oh man, what's up?
You don't have to use emoticons to convey your emotions. You don't have to do like a colon a half a bracket to see. Oh, I'm in a good mood.
One of these, like
colon, the letter P.
Yeah.
I'm sick. That's sorry. Anyway. No, I mean I can understand Robert Pollard not being able to email and the intranets because, you know, he's from a generation where he grew up without it. But, like, for people, that's, like, all they've known their whole life, the computer and the intranet boxes, like yourself. Like, it's weird, right?
I do remember a time when there was no internet, although I am a young man. I remember the days.
Yeah, but
I was
you remember that, but you couldn't write then either, right?
I could write.
And you could read and write.
Yes.
And there was no intranets.
Yes.
Wow. All right.
I was like I must have been in second or third grade.
Second or third grade. Okay. Fair enough. All right. I rescind that.
But my sister's generation, oh boy. Hyperspeed. I like being a little slow. Is there anything wrong with that?
That's you know how like there's the slow food movement? And then there's like slow core, hardcore, right? Or metal.
Slow core.
You are going to be part of the slow living movement.
Slow living.
Slow everything, you know? Let's slow it down, people.
Let's
not all have ADD here.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's take a walk outside for a second, you know?
The trees are like bouquets, right? So nice outside.
The trees.
Let's go to the beach.
Let's go to the beach.
And surf. All right. That's awesome. All I wanted to. I just love the beach. So
oh, man, the beach. Yeah, that's a religion.
The beach is a religion?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. See, now, man, you blow my mind.
Don't get me in front of a microphone, man.
All right. How is the beach? I got to hear. You have to tell me. Look, to me, it actually is kind of.
It's just a physical connection to the earth, you know, like swimming or surfing. To me, that's the only reality to something like spiritual, like God or anything, like is a non-tangible existing thing. So the ocean or the ground, like the pavement, like that's more of a religion to me than God. Like the cement, it's like more real. I'm not making any sense. I hope I'm not offending anyone.
No, not at all.
Just my points.
No, that's a complete.
You know, I don't know if this is a right move to be making on the radio talking about this stuff. God.
You know, you know how many, speaking of slow metal, you know how many Satanists we've had, you know, black metal people we've had? That's going to be offensive. If that's not offensive, then what you're saying can't be offensive, right?
I hope so, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You're having some spiritual.
You know what? All you can do is, you have opinions, and your life is short. And as long as you're not shoving them down people's throats, you can speak them freely, and that's all you got in life, I guess.
Yeah, no one's forcing anybody. You're not enforcing your opinion on somebody. You know, like you're in some kind of, autocratic country, and everybody has to all think the same way.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, I was gonna say, you know, San Francisco. You have the sea lions over there.
Sea lions, oh yeah.
Yeah, those are my favorite. Those are God to me. Those are my gods. So I heart them so much. Or saints, perhaps. They're just like, they're so cute. You know, so.
Beautiful.
I totally relate to that. As soon as you said that, I'm like, yes, I get that.
Yes.
They are like, you know there's a God when you see a sea lion. The cutest thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, similarly, you know there's a God when you see dogs.
Dogs.
Dogs are the closest thing to
God. Dogs eat our happiness. Existing purely, I think.
Dogs are the closest thing to God because they love you unconditionally.
Unconditionally. Unconditionally.
They're filled with love and they love you unconditionally. That is, like, to me, the existence of God.
Nothing makes me happier than dogs.
Heart! I know, me too. I
just dogs.
Like, you know, which is, by the way, for people who are wondering why we're talking about dogs, because, like, the cover of the new album, Goodbye Bread, covered with dogs, and then on the inside the artwork is dogs. I hope
dogs.
This is the correct artwork,
right? Oh, that's the artwork for sure. I'm very happy. Dogs.
Dogs are the best. All right, so thank you, Ty. Once again thank you, Ty Siegel, coming down here. Always a pleasure. You are awesome. Everybody pick up the new album on Drag City, Goodbye Bread, coming out June 21st. Y'all heard it here first, a little sneak peek. And I'd like to thank awesome engineer, your brother from another mother, Jason Siegel.
Yeah.
No relation to Ty, but.
Thanks, dude. It sounded great.
Ah, all right. Thanks, Ty. I'll see you soon.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. All right,
bye.
Bye-bye.